At a cost of $1.3 billion, this new rail project is aimed at modernizing Senegal's transport system and ease traffic and pollution.
It's a train that's made to park one's car and enter, as is done in all the big countries, and I'm making a commitment to myself to take the TER for the next visits to the Pikine and the Gem Niagio to show that it's a modern tool at the disposal of all Senegalese, whatever their status.
For now, it connects Dakar and Gem Niagio 40 kilometres away, with a journey time of 45 minutes. And the plans are for it to be extended to other parts of the country.
Our train will leave again. Thank you for your understanding.
A ticket costs travellers $3. With half of the population living below the poverty line, that's expensive for many. And given the average monthly wage in Senegal is $160, a daily return journey would cost many people most of their pay. But supporters say there will be solid economic benefits.
As an industrialist, I'm not going to use it because I'm a businessman. But maybe my employees, those who work for me, who live in the suburbs, will be able to use it and will allow us to have our employees at a fixed time and to boost production.
It's estimated that more than 100,000 passengers a day will use the trains. And officials say they are designed to protect the environment, as the roads in the capital are gridlocked with polluting old cars and buses. Senegal has one of the fastest growing economies in Africa, and President Macky Sall says this is only the start of his plan to strengthen that, with more railways, roads and sports stadiums to come. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera.